We start this week's interviews looking at what the survey said. Yes, this is The Survey Said here on Money Life. It's where we look at surveys, studies, polls, any kind of research or data that's going to help us understand what people are doing for, with, and about their money. And today, well, we're not just talking about people. We are talking about economists. Yeah, most of the time they're people too. But we're not talking about their personal finances. We're talking about their take on the economy, because this morning, the latest economic policy survey from the National Association for Business Economics has been released. Well, there's some good news, but there's some concerns on the horizon. Here to discuss it, Lester Jones. He is chief economist at the National Wholesale Beer Association. He is a member of the Policy Survey Committee for NABE. And I will point out, he's here talking about this one today, but he's going to be back on tomorrow's show because the National Wholesale Beer Association does its Beer Purchasers Index, and we're going to be talking about that with him tomorrow. Today, if you want to get more information, NABE.org is the website for the National Association for Business Economics. Lester Jones, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Hey, how are you today, Chuck?
If I judge from economists, and I like talking to economists mostly, I should be doing pretty well because the economists are more bullish on the domestic economy. They do, however, see some potential problems, specifically around geopolitical risk, not a big surprise there, but also around fiscal policy, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we're economists, right? So we're kind of that special breed of people that you like to have at the dinner party, but sometimes you don't, depending on their moods. Yeah, we have this great survey. It's the policy survey. And what we do, we've asked about almost 200 economists across our association, how they feel about policy in the United States. Most importantly is kind of how things have changed right over time. A year and a half, 2 years ago, we were much more worried about domestic issues and internal monetary policy, things like that. Those concerns have kind of given way. We're a lot more comfortable with our monetary policy right now. And almost 70% of the polled economists feel that, you know, things are about right for monetary policy. But on the fiscal policy side, we're like, well, what's going on? We're feeling like fiscal policy, well, maybe it's a little too stimulative because of all the things that are going on heading into the election and how people are kind of positioning themselves. So maybe fiscal policy is a little too stimulative for the U.S. economy. But at the same time, you know, we see now these big geopolitical risks unfolding: China, Taiwan, the Middle East, the war in Ukraine dragging on. So it's a different world now than we were in a year and a half or even 2 years ago.
Well, in fact, as I was looking through some of the numbers, it looks like it's a different world for some economists than it was just a couple of months ago in terms of how they're judging monetary policy, right? There were a lot more folks who thought things were too stimulative just a little while ago. And of course, now they're maybe changing their tune as we hear different things from the Fed, right?
Exactly. It's changing very rapidly, in fact. And this, I think the election year is going to complicate how we assess and look at the U.S. economy and make our predictions about what will happen and why it will happen. So it's you're absolutely right. We're juggling a lot of different balls in terms of how this U.S. economy is going to move forward in the next 12 months.
But the smallest group, if I read it right, is the group that thinks real trouble lies ahead in the next 12 months. There are plenty of folks who still think trouble's coming, but not many who think it's going to happen during this election year.
You're absolutely correct there. So when we look at that question of, are you expecting a recession, or when's the next recession going to hit? We, as a group of forecasters and economists looking at the U.S. economy, we continue to push kind of the bad news further down the timeline. Absolutely. But there's still a few that are out there that think things aren't going to be that rosy in the next 12 months. There's still a small percentage of us that we were looking at things slightly differently than the big group of economists. There's always an outlier in a group.
Somebody's got to make up that end of the bell curve on both directions. There's always got to be somebody who's maybe a little too Pollyannish and somebody who's a little too sour.
Yep.
But exactly. I think that part of what's interesting to me is that every economist who I talk to, I don't talk to as many as NABE does, no one has said, oh, you know, the inverted yield curve, it's not going to be a thing. We're not going to see some measure of higher defaults as a result of interest rates. It just seems to be taking longer for things that historically they would have expected to happen by now to happen. So none of this is off the table. The economists are not saying we're getting to no landing and we're just going to keep going without anything. They just kind of all believe it's pushed out.
Yeah. So remember, policy, fiscal policy, monetary policy, these aren't immediate things. You just don't raise an interest rate and then wake up the next morning and have a whole new economy, a whole new fiscal or monetary situation looking at you. It takes 12 to 18 months, sometimes 24 months. So I think a lot of people, a lot of economists in our group are trying to reevaluate those traditional mindsets about, you know, let's institute a fiscal policy, let's institute a monetary policy, you know, let's look for the response in the data 6, 12, 18 months, 24 months down the line. This is a new world, right? This is post-COVID. This is post-massive fiscal stimulus that came through all the COVID stimulus that was put out there. So our thinking about how the economy responds to monetary and fiscal policy is in a state of flux and is indeed changing over time. So it's not what we thought, you know, 2008, 2010, 2015. This is a new way of thinking that is going to change how we evaluate fiscal and monetary policy. In my opinion, that's my personal opinion. Just because we're not in the same world as we were pre-COVID in 2019. We're in a very different world.
Well, we will be watching how it plays out. We will be getting back with you down the line to follow up, I'm sure, with what's going on and how the economists feel. And of course, we will be talking with you again tomorrow to find out how beer drinkers are feeling about the economy when we talk about the Beer Purchasers Index. But Lester, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Talk to you tomorrow, Chuck.
That's Lester Jones. He's chief economist for the National Wholesale Beer Association, nbwa.org, to learn more about them. And yes, we'll be talking beer tomorrow.
Beer.
On the Beer Purchasers Index. But later on Money Life today, we're heading for trouble.
Danger, danger.
And going to the danger zone. But next, we're going to take all that trouble away. We're talking with Jared Dillian, author of No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life. Stick around.